Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Episode 116. No, 116.
116 or 116? I guess I'm going with the single digit thing, right?
Yes.
So my gimmick is 116.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd say 116 because I also say 2015, 2016 because I'm not a plebe.
Right.
So how was your week, Scott?
Week was pretty good, except for the slashed tire last night.
Oh.
And the Seahawk loss to Albin Johnson's Carolina Panthers.
Now, I don't want to put blame anywhere, but I'm
saying... Defense. It's all about the defense.
I'm not saying Thomas Brophy slashed your tires, but I'm saying Thomas Brophy slashed your tires.
Well, I heard he has a grudge against me.
That's what I've heard.
He's taken out the whole Tony Romo not being a quarterback on me. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Big vertical slit in my tire.
Yep.
Didn't notice it. Started driving. So, yeah. Had to buy a new tire. But
well, if he slashed tires like a colt, he would have accidentally stabbed himself, apparently.
True.
I don't know anything about football, but I know that play was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Got some video shot with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For the Kickstarter for Natural 20. Picked up some pickup shots with Christian.
Right.
After the hat trick pony rehearsal, where I saw Stevie and Odie. Wow, it's all starting to...
Stevie and Odie and Christian.
I can't do anything with Nathan.
Yeah.
It's just Nathan. He doesn't have
Mags. Was Mags there?
Mags was there. Yeah. Bullet wound.
Bullet wound. Oh. Yes,
Axe Handle Bullet Wound was there. Yeah, so cool. they weren't a part of it. It was really hard to get them to shut up so I could just get Christian. Axe Handle did some of the DP work for me.
Oh, that's very nice.
So the times I came on, he was manning the camera and otherwise.
Cool.
I was doing DP. Yeah, it was hilarious. And Gofton's cutting the final version tonight while we're talking.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to come up with a summary that doesn't spoil anything, like now. Like after this, I got to go home and write a summary for that immediately to copy and paste into the Kickstarter before it goes live.
Oh, you should just take what Christian said. Hey, so there was a thing that happened last game, and this time we're going to see what happens next.
That's pretty much what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
That's what it is.
You
right
know what I'm
now.
Gonna do? No, I'm gonna make it sound like a shitty rom com. Will they make it to the wedding in time? You find out in Natural 20. Yeah. Womp womp womp.
So,
cool.
Can we have Sarah Jessica Parker as a add on guest appearance?
I don't. Can she? Maybe. Let's go with a solid probably not.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Matthew's going to let her. Don't get me wrong.
I would love that. That would be amazing.
Oh, it would be.
Yeah, Matthew killed a guy. He doesn't really have a leg to stand on.
No.
That's right. He killed a guy. Remember that. In France.
Oh, and I did see Christian's latest play.
Oh, okay.
Recent tragic events.
Hmm.
Really well done. Very,
very cool.
Interesting. I was like, how do you make a play about 9/11? Like, the day after 9/11, and they did a really good job. Mm-hmm. And Joyce Carol Oates makes a guest appearance on stage as a sock bucket puppet.
Sop bucket,
or sock puppet.
Yes.
Okay. It was a lot of fun playing two more weeks. I think down in the
Oli.
So if you're in the area,
very cool.
Coley was apparently here on a stopover.
Oh, hey, nice.
Had brunch with Christian.
That'd be Mr. Alex the Coley.
Right.
Not Spicoli.
Not Spicoli.
But
no.
Maybe a little Spicoli.
Little Spicoli, but not the Spicoli.
I like that every druggy meme is totally just a Spicoli ripoff.
Wow. So, how was your week?
Well, let's see. I got a little bit sick.
Yeah.
But I got over it. I went to Idaho.
But you got over that.
Well, I was sick while I was there a little bit.
Oh.
So, I think I posted this. The air quality in Boise is a hickory right now. It's terrible. Idaho City burned up, apparently. It's not gone, but it's like a lot of fire. And Boise's in a valley.
Mm-hmm.
So at night, it's in a valley that is also a massive inversion zone.
Yeah.
So essentially at night, all the smoke falls down and it never leaves.
Nope.
So that sucked a lot. Additionally, I-84 was closed due to a semi rollover. So we had to do a 120 mile side route through the Wallowa Whitman National Forest in Meester, Oregon.
Yeah.
But it was at night. Though we did stop and look at the stars, because holy shit.
Yeah.
We don't get a chance
there,
to do that
in
Seattle. There's too much light pollution. But out there, you could actually see the Milky Way stretching across. It was beautiful. It looked like a high-def wallpaper.
Nice. That was kind of like me trying to get back from the doctor's today.
You went really far out of the way.
Seattle has been burning. There's three arson cases. The ATF is now investigating.
Jesus.
But they burnt the housing authority's office and mosque for this complex.
Oh, geez.
Was on fire this morning. They lit a recycling bin outside on fire and then broke a window so the flames would go in. So the mosque is partially flame incident. But there were, I swear to God, 10 fire trucks, about 30 cop cars. I had to get diverted through a school with all the crossing traffic guards screaming at me. I'm like, the cop told me to come through here, but we're picking up kids. That's fine. I'm doing 2 miles an hour. I just want to go 100 yards and get out of this zone so I can go home. I mean, it was nuts at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It was cray cray.
Sorry, your yellow vest does not trump the police.
No. Nope. Sorry.
Your 5 minutes of training in the principal's office where they said, you know what, just don't get any kids run over. Congratulations, you're qualified.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't trump a cop telling you, go ahead, go through.
Yeah.
So.
But.
Think of the children. Okay, I'm done thinking of the children.
What else about Idaho?
So, let's see. What else?
Or your week.
Well, so I've been writing or trying to write as much as I can. I haven't had a lot of a chance to write. But I'm still plugging away at Natural 20.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your eyes out for that. The meat of the non-in-game story is done.
Right.
I just need to flesh out the ending a little more. But the beats of the ending are complete. I just need a little more content. And then the game itself, that's where the fun happens, and we're going to dive into that a little bit more this week. Aside from that, I got a Nook. That's NUC, not NOOK, which is a small Intel computer for my Media Center PC. Just basically got that today and was throwing that together. So you inherited my Intel Compute Stick.
I did, and it's a cute little thing.
It's a little guy. We also today found out that if the L on your keyboard is broken, you can reboot and it fixes it.
Yeah,
that was interesting. No other key, not a single other key on your keyboard was non-functional.
Nope.
Just the L. And on a lark, I said, let's reboot it. And it worked. It totally worked.
So for the longest time, I kept trying to log in as Hari Big Dog.
Hari Big Dog? Is that the kind of big dog that gives you flowers at the airport?
I'm guessing.
Okay. I don't like that.
There was no L.
I did finish...
It's like Christmas.
I did finish Flash this week. Or this weekend, which was kind of cool.
The series?
Yeah. Well, I finished season one of The Flash.
Okay, because I just put it in my queue. Mm-hmm. I'm finishing season three. I just started season three of Arrow. I'm so happy it's back. Steve Amell, you're so dreamy.
I love Steve Amell. I do. I like most of the main actors in Arrow. I don't like Arrow. I've watched the crossover episodes I have to for Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Minus one, because my friend, who was supposed to tell me which episodes I needed to watch, left one out. Because, oh, well, yeah, but it's not part of the... Yeah, but that's how you find out one of the villains gets... One of the villains played by Doug Jones, of all things.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you too much, but anyway, he ends up being transported in an episode of The Flash, and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Well, I mean, it's Doug Jones, but Abe Sapien's being transported, I guess.
Confused. What were you watching? Our crossover? What?
Flash and Arrow have crossovers. Tons in season 3.
Really?
Oh, you are in for
a
treat.
Is Flash the kid that wakes up after being electrified?
That is correct.
Okay.
He's already had a crossover in season 2, but not as, just as Barry Allen. Not
right,
as the Flash.
Right. And then I just got the end of episode 1 or the end of episode 2, Barry calls him and says, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm awake. I think I need some help.
Yes.
So, yeah. Awesome. Okay. Good, so I could watch that, and then I could watch The Flash. Oh, this is great!
So, yeah, The Flash is a lot of fun, and there are a couple episodes, just look them up online, where mm-hmm. you need to watch one, then go to the other show, then go back to the other show, then go back to the other show to get them weighted out correctly for the storyline.
Oh,
so what you'll have to do is you'll have to get to this part in Arrow,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll have to watch all of The Flash up to this other part. And then you watch the one episode of The Flash that crossed over, go back to Arrow, watch an episode, go back to Flash, watch an episode, then go back to Arrow, watch up to another point, then come back, binge watch Flash up to another point, and back and forth there.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to find
that. There is, so I don't, like I said, the Arrows, okay. Their guest actors make me want to swallow thumbtacks in a lot of cases, but
Storm Aaron just needs to stop.
Yeah.
Peter's coming in everything.
But The Flash is much more campy, and The Flash is run by comic book geeks. I mean, geeks. They're not just DC comic book geeks either.
Right.
They are comic book geeks. Couple of examples without trying to get too much into anything. Cisco Ramon is constantly wearing shirts. In fact, he wears a Star Wars shirt, which Star Wars is now owned by Disney, which also owns Marvel. So in a weird way, there's kind of a crossover universe here going on. He wears a Han Shot First shirt, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Hmm.
There are tons of references to other comics. There's a certain actor who you will see in Arrow, and he does a guest spot on Flash.
Mm.
And the way they introduce him in his guest spot is fucking hilarious. And I can't, if I tell you, I'll give it away.
Okay.
But it's really funny. And given who he has played, not in Arrow, but in another franchise.
Right. So can I just say, is it Routh?
It is Routh.
Okay. Because I just got done binge watching Chuck.
Oh, okay.
All of Chuck. Mm. I can't recommend Chuck enough. For everyone who's got Jane withdrawal from Firefly, just watch some Chuck. It's awesome. But Routh's on there, and I'm like, he looks really familiar. Oh, that's right, because he got a bullet in his eyes. Superman.
That's right. That's right, he did. So, yeah, the way they introduce him is very awesome in that respect.
Nice.
You've got your Clancy Brown making a couple of appearances in Flash, which is awesome.
Oh, I love Clancy.
Yeah. There is a reference to, but not a direct reference. I mean, so the cosmic treadmill doesn't exist. Thank Marvel. Thank DC, I guess. But in a way, thank Marvel, because Marvel kind of said, don't do stupid stuff on TV. So the cosmic treadmill, the treadmill makes an appearance, but it isn't how they time travel, which is good.
Okay.
So the references to the old 1990s Flash are so thick. Oh, it's beautiful. Did you watch the 1990s Flash?
I don't honestly know.
With Ship as Flash, the guy who played Flash in the 1990s Flash plays Barry Allen's dad, Henry Allen.
Nice.
Oh, it gets better. The woman who owns Star Labs, so Tina, who owns Star mm-hmm. Labs in the 1990s Flash, now owns Star Labs' biggest competitor in the new Flash. It's awesome. The police chief got a promotion. He's now the mayor. So, and of course, they're not the same characters at all, but it's just great. Then, Do I ruin this for you?
No.
Okay. Did you watch Prison Break?
A little bit. That's okay. Another one I want to catch
Spoiler alert. Just earmuffs for a second. So the main character in Prison Break shows up in this show.
Okay.
Okay, that's not a spoiler. That's just a thing. He shows up in this show. Now, at one point, though...
No, Prison Break, there were like two main characters.
Yes, and the other one shows up too. Later. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's awesome. Like, because there's, like, it doesn't mean anything for the series. You could have put any other actor there, but right. they went ahead and tried and got this guy so that, it was so cool.
I love that kind of shit.
And
that's
it's just
awesome.
Super, super self-referential, self, I mean, they even make jokes about how stuff in the show shouldn't work. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really funny.
Nice.
I, it's not the best show in the world. It's still a CW show.
Right.
So, but it's solid, and it's way better than Arrow, in my opinion. You know,
I like Arrow. So.
I couldn't get into Arrow. I couldn't do it. But anyway,
did you like what's the one that I told you about the Fae?
I probably haven't watched it.
It's also shot up in Canada about the light Fae and the dark Fae.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. Whatever it is, I haven't watched it.
I can't remember. Huh. I know I talked about it on the podcast, but yeah. So that to me, that's kind
Fae
of in line with
Crest.
Arrow. No.
Okay.
Oh wow. Oh, that just hurt. Sorry. That just hurt so bad. The fact that I know what you're referencing makes it even worse.
It was one of my favorite shots in that fucked up short from Adult Swim, Too Many Cooks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shot with the Falcon from Falcon Crest. Like, just over and over again, the Falcon. It's so funny. Anyway, so did that... watched Monster Squad again for the first time in years. 20 at least. Probably more.
Monster Squad.
It's an 80s movie about... it's the Universal Monsters. Like, the actual Universal Monsters. All gang up on these kids in this little town. And whatever.
Live
and,
action?
Yeah. And I was like, oh man, this is going to be great. I haven't seen this movie in forever. And it's I want to say Shane Black wrote it, I think.
Hmm.
Like fucking Iron Man 3 and yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. All the jokes at the beginning were homophobic. Like that's the only thing they did to get a laugh. It was just slut shaming all over the place, which in the 80s, I mean, you did that, I guess. But in the stupidest way. Like just stupid, stupid ways. They just didn't like okay. They had that trope where if you need a virgin, it has to be a female, but no one ever says that it has to be a female. It's just always assumed.
Assumed, yeah.
So you've got a bunch of, like, 10-year-old boys running around who haven't even heard the word boob yet.
Nope.
But they need to get a female.
Right.
But and then they never explain it. They never even try. Like, it's just assumed, you know. And then you get this, like, one scene that's just fucking incredible and powerful where there's this old German guy who they have translate this book, right? And he's like, wow, you sure know a lot about monsters. He's like, I guess I do. And as he shuts the door, you see the tattoo on his wrist. Like, that's awesome. That's amazingly powerful.
Which tattoo on his wrist?
That would be the concentration camp tattoo.
Oh, okay.
As in was a prisoner. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I guess I do know something about monsters.
Yes.
Amazing. And then the rest of it's like, and then there's this bit at the end with they open a portal to purgatory and it's supposed to suck away evil, but it just sucks away everything. Like that must have been an evil park bench. Those three cops were evil.
Uh oh.
Like, you know, it just yeah. So yeah. Everyone remembers Wolfman Got Nards. No one remembers the rest of how bad that movie is. It's terrible. I'm sorry. Take away my geek card. It's fucking awful. Anyway, that was my weekend.
You've seen it. I haven't, so.
Yeah, that's true.
There we go. Trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, started up class again, finally,
for the first time
in like 2 months. Yep, that's all. That's all I got.
That's it and that's all?
That's it, that's all. That's all weeks in review. Oh, by the way, we're trying to keep this one short because Andy does need to get writing, and I do need to start weighing in on the editing that we're having to do for the Kickstarter video, so.
Here we go.
In that regard, Bard v. Bard, we've decided we weren't going to do it, and then we decided, okay, we're going to talk about one thing.
One thing.
One thing only.
One thing.
And that is the new hashtag,
Boycott episode 7. Yeah, or 8. 7.
7.
Yes, 7.
VII.
Boycott. Yes. Boycott episode.
Yeah. And so, all I can say is yes, please, because I don't want to be in a theater with you.
Yes. So a little backstory, this whole boycott episode 7 thing came about. A bunch of racists decided that they were trying to intentionally whitewash, or I'm sorry, not whitewash.
Colorize.
Colorize. Yeah, well, they were trying to perform white genocide on Star Wars. A movie that has a squid with a laser sword. They are trying to make it not white anymore. A movie that has Mace Windu, that has Lando Calrissian.
James Earl Jones.
Has James Earl Jones.
Ray Parks.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru are black now. sorry.
Oh.
That's too soon.
They're not charcoal. I mean, they're not black. They're charcoal. Sorry.
They're a delicious, delicious barbecue.
Yeah. They're Cajun.
When you're cooking your Aunt Beru, be sure to sear her first to keep that blue milk in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so stupid. Oh, like all of the Fets are like Maori-ish. Yeah. I mean, like whatever race that is in that galaxy.
Right.
So that makes all of the clones Maori. So all your stormtroopers, well, all of your pre-Clone Wars stormtroopers when they were all clones
mm-hmm.
are not white.
Trade Federation.
Trade Federation's mostly
junkyard
fish.
Owners.
Yeah.
Got the frog people. You got the Binxes.
Let's not bring up the Binxes.
But, yeah, I mean, for a show that's based on and did not pull back at all on the diversity of the universe, that the universe is not a Caucasian,
mm-hmm.
male, heterocentric.
The Skywalkers thing. Are Caucasian.
Yes.
That's what you're thinking about, you redneck pieces of shit. The Skywalkers, a family in the universe, have all been white. Big fucking deal.
There's a whole lot of other universe out there.
So, and really, the Skywalkers weren't all white.
No.
I mean, because let's be honest, it was James Earl Jones. It was James Earl Jones.
It was.
So, yeah, you're complaining about something that you're idiots. You're just idiots.
Yeah.
But please, please,
please,
please boycott. Boycott
just
it.
Go
I
away.
I don't want you coming in and stinking up my Star Wars with your shitty redneckery.
And the other thing that I'm loving is that it is such a high trending hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
For all the wrong reasons for
I know.
That thing. Because everyone's like, what are you talking about? Hashtag blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, okay. Because I was like, well, why is this? If it is so stupid, why is it trending? Oh,
because people are making fun of it.
Because people are making fun of it.
Yeah, now in fairness, it might have only been like 2 or 3 tweets if someone hadn't have caught it.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I don't think that there's a rash of people trying to boycott this thing. I think there's like 7 guys who secretly want to be in a circle jerk together, you know, spitting tobacco on a picture of Obama. But because of the internet and being what it is, the backlash massively outweighed the ire that was being spat. And so, you know what? I'm going to surf that wave because fuck that mindset.
And the people that they have doing their social media mm-hmm. marketing or whatever are brilliant, because then you had the other thing about female body armor.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like female body armor. No, because it's body armor.
Yeah.
It's not going... seriously?
It's not supposed to be sexy, motherfucker.
Right. And
it's supposed
so
to
the
be
way,
blaster proof.
The way they handled that and just turning around like, you're right. You are absolutely right. It just looks like any other armor.
Body armor, yeah.
And it was just like, way to not engage and allow everyone to so
don't feed the Sarlacc.
No, I'm just really, really thankful that.
Or I guess would these be Rancors? One of them's got to be a Sarlacc.
Yeah,
just like
I think it's Rancors dancing around a Sarlacc.
Yeah, because the Sarlacc's like that's Troll Prime.
Yeah,
who has lived in his mom's basement since she died 25 years ago, body's still upstairs decomposing.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. He can still order top ramen from Amazon Prime. So he's good. He's right. just going to continue living down there. He's the Sarlacc.
He can't get up the stairs anyway.
Yeah. And then the 4chan fairies that dance around him, they're the Rancors.
Yes.
And somewhere someone cries because one of them dies. But not me. Not me. Should we get some questions?
We should.
All right.
We have...
We have... Three.
Three questions from two people this week.
So
I'm not going to go in order.
Just do it.
I'm
going
to split them up a little bit.
Kay.
So, Rob McLennan writes, so are y'all, didn't know they said that up in Canada, are y'all excited for the return to TV of HR Puffin Stuff? Like one reporter said, quote, break out your bong, end quote. What's next? The banana splits?
Yes.
At least that would constantly remind me of Hit Girl. At least that would constantly remind me of Hit Girl's first appearance in the Kick-Ass movie.
Hmm.
I never saw HR Puffin Stuff ever as a child.
He's your friend when things get rough. HR Puffin Stuff can't get a little because you can't get enough.
HR Puffin Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got your Witchy Poo, right? Who wants this magical flute? So Witchy Poo makes a storm as Jimmy, this little British boy, is crossing the ocean in a boat, throws him onto an island. That island is run by Mr. H.R. Puffin Stuff.
Is it a toy boat?
No.
Okay. That's really hard to say.
Toy boat. Tony Abbott. What? So, yeah, it's not good. Like, just watch a bit of it on YouTube. It's really... fucked up. It's like the same people who did Lidsville, I think, which was the giant talking hats show. And I don't think they were on drugs. I just think there was that was a time in history when that's just what imagination was. It was paisley and giant talking hats and magical flutes and a giant sort of reject from Hamburger Town. Like, he ran for office, but Mayor McCheese is going to fucking get it because, everybody's got Mayor McCheese in their pocket. So, of course, he's going to get reelected. You know, you've got the Fry guys out there. They know. They're going to institutionalize Fry's. So, they've already paid off Mayor McCheese. I'm just saying, it runs all the way to the top, man. Okay, follow the money. It goes to Ronald is all I'm saying. Anyway, so, of course, HR doesn't get the election, right? It was a farce. So he just says, fuck it, I'm going to this island. He pisses off. And then this, you know, this little British kid, kind of a Davy Jonesy sort of shrunk down ascot thing going on. Yeah. I mean, that was the
70s. As you do when you're a kid.
That was just the 70s. Grimace used to have fucking forearms and scare people for their shakes.
So this is like a island of misfit toys that has grown up. Ish.
Well, no, but yeah.
On LSD.
We'll go with okay, kind of.
Okay.
She likes that too.
I never saw New Zoo Review either.
Mm.
Electric Company, Sesame Street saw those. The one I want to see brought back that to me is quintessential 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Same guys. Pretty sure it's the same guys.
And the reason I like it is because in the title...
It's Marty Croft,
Sigmund,
right?
The Sea Monster. Yeah. Johnny and Scott are friends.
Oh, Johnny and Scott.
And I finally got my name in the theme song, and I was like, okay, I love it.
But I think those are all Marty Croft.
Yeah.
So that HR, you're in good company. Give it a watch. Cry a little bit.
Awesome.
Watch the Good Mythical Morning about fucked up kids shows, because they have HR Puffin Stuff on it. But you also get to see, like, you get to see this Bigfoot themed kid show from the 70s where this wild kid and Bigfoot are friends.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Going back to our childhood, all of these actually tie into childhood.
Hmm.
Paula Moran writes, what were your favorite rainy day activities as a kid?
I enjoyed reading. I enjoyed listening to records. And I enjoyed sneaking dirty magazines out of my brother's room while he was a guest of the state.
Two out of three of those are what I did as a child as well. I did not have a brother, and my father would never have had those things, so I had to buy them myself.
Gotcha. Well, at four, it's kind of tough to buy them yourself.
Yeah, it is. So I liked records, and I liked reading.
Okay.
Now,
oh, wait. There's more about the records, though, I should bring up.
And I did like coloring a lot. I really got into coloring books and felt pens and crayons, and I was good.
Yeah. So I played two types of records on my record player. My little Fisher-Price, you know, it's the blue one with the yellow arm.
Forward and backward, but okay.
No. Well, you know, it turns out if you play the Bambi soundtrack backwards, but no, I listened to the Disney picture discs that I had a bunch of those because they have store and they'd have the books that went along with them so you could read along. And then I, again, because my brother was a guest of the state, I would sneak in and I would get Cheech and Chong and George Carlin because they said words that made me laugh because you're not allowed to say those words. So I'd play those. Man, I was a fucked up little kid. I was like a teamster at four. I was like sneaking porno and Cheech and Chong.
And Cheech and Chong, wow.
Dave's not here.
Viewmaster.
Oh, yeah. Fucking A.
Because when it's sunny out, it's just too bright.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's kind of rainy out.
Perfect.
But it's the perfect light.
Yeah, I had the Viewmaster. Which ones? Because I had like the Seven Wonders ones and, you know, the Rainforest and all that shit. But then I also would have like, I had like some Bible story ones, which were kind of weird. So like David and Goliath and shit like that. I think
I had a couple story ones, but most of them were like the National Geographic parks. But did you have the one that had sound?
I did not. My friend who was a Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah's Witness, he had one. And I used to want to go over to his house all the time. But my mom was like, no, because they're evil. They're not real Christians and we're real Christians. And I was like, well, okay, whatever. I don't care. We never went to church, so I don't fucking know. You know, they went to church every fucking day. Like every day. But, you know, the whole thing was Jehovah's Witnesses kids don't get birthday presents or anything. So they just get fucking gifts all the time.
Right.
So he had everything, including the Viewmaster with sound.
Yeah.
So
I won that on the Ramblin' Rod contest. I drew an MG Midget, which is a car.
I know what car it is.
British.
We used to have one.
And I drew that and sent it in, and I had sprained my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was recuperating, I won that, and it was amazing.
So, funny story about MG Midgets.
Okay.
I've talked before, I think, about my relationship with my mother and how it isn't really good.
Right.
This is the kind of person she is. We had an MG Midget. I don't know how she got it because I was too young to remember how she got it, but we had one, and it was sort of a lemon cream with a white leather top, right? Yeah. So she sold it for $250 to move because she wanted to get away from bill collectors. So she sold vintage midget for $250. This was in 1984. 82, 83, somewhere in there. So, yeah.
And that couldn't have been much more than 10 years old.
No, and she's, well, so this is the same person who sold the car that I had bought for $25 when I wasn't there.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Good times.
Beat me with sticks. Wire coat hangers. Let's move on.
Let's.
That's my childhood. How was my rainy day? Well, I'd get beat with a lot of Hot Wheels tracks and wire coat hangers.
So Rob McLennan writes, and your Halloween costumes will be ...
Oh. I don't have a costume plan this year. I like Halloween. I love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a costume yet.
The day before your big day.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to wear a costume. I'm probably going to give out candy and watch scary movies and just enjoy the evening.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a lot of kids making the climb on the stairway to hell.
Well, they should because they get full-size candy bars when they come.
I know. I'm going to keep them all at bay with a stick, and I'm going to keep walking up.
Okay.
With a different pillowcase over my
head. You know what they got last
time.
Year? Whatchamacallit? Full-size. Kit Kat? Full-size. Skittles full size.
Can't do the Skittles. Well, I had a box of that in Boy Scouts.
Oh.
You
vomited the rainbow?
Oh. Can't even look at a Skittles. I love Marshawn Lynch.
I was going to say.
Can't look at the Skittles. I am actually going to a themed party where it's pick your decade. But it was originally going to be an 80s party, and so I've stuck to my guns.
Oh.
And I still need to find, I am very hopeful that I will find, the 80s hammer / weightlifting pants.
Nice.
I already have my Dayglow yellow Everlast muscle shirt.
Mm.
And I'm going to get some bro glasses, some aviators.
Yeah.
And see if I can find a bunch of Mr. T gold fake necklaces.
You're missing something. You're missing something.
The leg warmers?
No. You're missing something bigger. You have to have the Dayglow blue fanny pack.
Oh, that's
right.
You
have to have that.
And I do have the black Adidas.
For our British and Australian listeners, that's a bum bag.
Bum bag,
not
yeah.
a fanny pack.
No,
because
fanny
pack
is a different
thing that guy was getting wearing that bag.
Yeah. I remember that introduction to myself when I'm just going to leave it there.
Mm.
You can imagine the circumstances with which I was introduced to Fanny. And I was like, really? Because, okay, well, yeah. That explains that. So, hey, we have succeeded.
Awesome.
In having a really manageable and short podcast.
We love you all, but we need time.
And we thank you all for bearing with us and being super enamored with the long form.
Yes, but also, and also for being super, super understanding about rewards and things of that nature. Also, did you get out there and change, everyone get out there and change their password on Patreon, right? Everyone did that. Hope they did.
We don't have to.
We don't have to.
Right, but the, okay. Yeah. So, yes, please do that. Oh, also, I sent you a message, and I don't want to go live
you leave a,
on
you
the
leave
air.
A horse head in my bed or something?
I sent him a message.
On another new segment that I wanted to bring in.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's interesting. I don't know what we'll call it yet, because I didn't like the name of the message. But
But what we want to do is, so some people ask us questions.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brophy, Rob McLevin,
but there are also your rants and your raves, your cheers and your jeers.
Right. But for those of you like maybe Mike Ott, who might want to expand a little bit more on my take versus his take of trouncing, we want to have a letters segment.
Go nuts, too.
Yes. And you can email those to... The Bards
at twobards.com.
At twobards.com.
And we'll both get it.
We'll both get it that way. And
if you want to talk about Scott behind his back, Andy at twobards.com.
Or Andy behind his back, Scott at twobards.com.
Or but, Andy at twobards.com.
Right.
I'll help you.
Okay. But if you want to weigh in on whatever and be anonymous, Andy and I will know who you are, but we will not say that publicly or make any references.
Yeah, just say please be anonymous.
Jane Jones and John Jones or whatever.
Wait, but, Martian Manhunter's gonna send us, that's awesome.
But if you want to do something, and I feel confident in saying this name. I could totally see Brian Lewis writing in pro and con or side A, side B.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have that discussion as well. So
we could even bring Brian Lewis on for it. That'd be funny.
That would be amazing.
Oh, you're dying again.
Well, I'm dying again. So, send us your letters. We will use some discretion.
Mm-hmm.
We may edit them down a little bit, but don't worry about that because we'll enjoy reading the whole thing. And it can sort of be a sporadic thing if we don't get a lot of letters. But I just thought that it would be another way to engage with you guys, the listeners. Some people don't come up with questions. You know, that's my thing isn't question. But that thing you said last week, I want to talk about this. And so that's a way that we can do that instead of having call-ins.
Right.
Just write your letters.
There's going to be mail-ins.
And, we'll do mail-ins. So with that, I think we thank the Patreon subscribers.
We thank the Patreon subscribers. So we have Hawks Robinson.
Leslie Sedlak.
Todd McKinney.
Donald Evans.
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment.
Bradley Swan.
Trampas Johnson.
Gordon D. Duke.
Digby Davis LLC.
Paula Moran.
Amanda Cook.
Mark Bevier.
James Herbert.
Adam Morey.
Thomas Hunt. Oh, sorry, Matthew Hunt.
Tim Martin.
Where is Thomas? There's not even a Thomas. It's all the way. Okay.
Tim Martin.
Rob McLennan.
Lotta Jerk.
Laura Adams.
Tom Brophy.
Tom Stewart.
Dougie Sharp.
Justin Everett.
Brittany Bentley.
Brad Roberts.
Jennifer Reifenberry.
Rival Guy.
And Chad Jones.
The fuck, Thomas? Where did that come from? It's because of Gofton, I think. Because we've been talking about Gofton
right.
so much.
Yes.
But I don't know where it came from off of Matthew Hunt. Like,
they're neither of them U.S. citizens?
That is true. That is true. Matthew lives out in the booniest of boonies.
Right.
I mean, even Perth is kind of... I mean, there's nothing else out there.
No.
There's just nothing. I mean, you could try to make the trek to Adelaide, but you'd die. So.
I just don't want to be out Walton Matilda.
Come on. Come Walton Matilda with me.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll shove that jolly jumbuck straight into our tucker bags.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening.
And have a jumbuck and a tucker bag.
Please tell me what they are
and then
before you let them loose.
No. No. I think I want a jumbuck singularity.
Ooh.
Okay. A black sheep hole.